in this culture, we always see it's all about me. Believe it or not, there is a time when it is all about me. It's when it's my responsibility. And stemming from that, it leads to my accountability, whether I like it or not. There is an account. And this account will either be a good thing or a bad thing. And it can either give me a peace of mind or I can lose my peace of mind. And even worse, I can lose my freedom if I don't get this right.
Within 3 years of release, 2 out of 3 ex-offenders are rearrested. Clearly, something is broken. It's time we strategize ways to prevent repeat offenses. Our brainstorming session starts now. Welcome to A Prisoner's Pardon. Hello, and welcome to A Prisoner's Pardon podcast with me, your host, Michi J. If you followed this podcast, you would know that I mostly interview guests who have amazing stories and backgrounds. And by listening to their stories, we learn new and relevant ways to help avoid doing any type of prison time. As my last guest, Jamal Jumanji, said, prison starts in the mind first. So these stories are not just good for people going in and out of physical prison, but it is good for everyone to hear and to share. Now, today, I have a story, and it happened last week to me at the mall while I was there with a friend. We went there for coffee and a chat. Not long after we sat down, a young lady approached us. She was of Spanish descent, was pregnant, and had a little boy with her. She politely asked us if we'd like to take a survey. My friend and I was like, sure. She then asked us if we heard of God the Mother. We both said no and asked her where she had heard that from. She said it was in the Bible. She pointed us to 2 scripture verses. My friend immediately said, you do know that the use of the term mother is used interchangeably with Jerusalem. And I told her that you have to read the whole context to get the true meaning and full understanding of what's actually going on in this particular story, and that you just can't take out parts. She just kept pointing to this one verse in the Bible, and that was in the book of Galatians within chapter 4. Now, at this time, her little boy was antsy and he had to go to the bathroom. I told her, hey, just take him to the bathroom, come back so we can further discuss this, you know, because he was just interrupting. It was obviously he really had to go. But she kept pointing to the verse and we said, fine. I wanted her to go to the bathroom and come back so we can really discuss this and not have to rush through it. So while she was gone, my friend and I pulled up the chapter. I won't go into a lot of detail about that chapter or get into the motives possibly behind why she was doing what she was doing, because actually that's not the point of me discussing this here with you, telling this story. The main point of this story and to any story you should be listening to is to learn how to respond if you are in a similar situation. That's your responsibility. That's our responsibility, I should say, because at the end of this, there's going to be some accountability to this responsibility. Now, this is when it's correct to think it's all about me, because guess what? The responsibility is going to be on me and the account is going to be on me. The account meaning it will either count for a good way or a bad way for me. The bad way is that it can get me caught up, just get me thinking the wrong thing and making the wrong decisions. And then it can cost me my freedom as well as my peace of mind. Upon reviewing it ourselves, we found that it didn't say what she stated.
Again, this is why it is critical that you review things yourself so you know what's right and you keep doing the right thing, therefore keeping your freedom and your peace of mind. Unfortunately, the young lady never came back. Let's just say we won that battle and we need to win a lot more. We need to always check for ourselves. It doesn't matter who's talking to us. And that includes if it's me. You need to check things out for yourself and look at the evidence. Now, lastly, I'd like to say, I found it very ironic because this happened a few days after Mother's Day. Remember, she was talking about Mother God, God the Mother. Again, this was just a few days after Mother's Day. She was obviously pregnant. She was therefore a mother, and she had her small son with her as well. And also, the chapter that she was referring to mostly in Galatians 4, it talked about a mother being in slavery with her children and how the mother who is right is standing free. And that's a message to us. That's all today that I have for you. I'm so glad that you're taking the time to listen. Take care, and may you have a week filled with blessings. Thanks for tuning in to the show. For more information on our guests and resources, visit prisonerspardon.com. If you're enjoying the content, follow, like, and subscribe to this podcast. Also, please be sure to leave a rating and review. Until next time, God bless.